This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
How's it going, folks? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week that make you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
And this week, we have a special guest. I'll let him introduce himself before we say a little bit about him.
Hi, I'm Micah Brucey.
Micah Brucey!
Hi. Micah Brucey, a very funny comic here in New York, and co-host of the podcast A Little Time with Diego Lopez and Micah Brucey. What's going on, man?
Nothing. Just drank a Red Bull right before I got here.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
He's ready to go.
I drank a tequila soda right before I got here. Ooh. So we were in different places emotionally.
Yeah. A sip of water a second ago. So we're all ready. We're all basically shot out of a cannon.
We all do what we can to get to prepare for this podcast.
Yeah. So Mike is still getting used to his role. Eli posted a bunch of stuff about Q in the past week. You guys might have seen that. So we had to actually let him go.
We've killed him off.
We killed him off in between episodes.
It was off screen. We killed him off screen. R.I.P.
He, like, I don't know what was going on. He saw like a fancy gaming keyboard box in like a dumpster. So he like got into the dumpster, and then it was one of those dumpsters that got picked up by the garbage truck and then crushed in the back of the garbage truck.
That would be, if I needed to like lure Eli somewhere.
Yeah.
It would be a fancy gaming keyboard.
Yeah, so...
just like little pieces of electronics down a street.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, oh, a nice mouse with a rollerball.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
An emulator for some old video game.
That's right. No, Eli is looking for an apartment that doesn't have thousands of flies in the building.
Yeah.
And also has a show, so he's out of commission for the week. So we brought Mike in.
We wish him a flyless apartment.
Why would you live in New York if you don't want thousands of flies in your apartment?
Yeah.
That's my stance.
No,
that's a good question.
I mean, have you heard him talk about this thing?
I don't think so.
So there's like tape all around a door that goes into the basement of his building.
Yeah,
and there is a sign that says like "Do not open, thousands of flies."
So he's moving.
And it's been there for weeks at
months.
Least.
I would say months.
Yeah, I think probably at this point months is fair.
Yeah, at least like 2 months.
With no explanation, like they'll be getting the mail or whatever, and it's like, what do you think is going on with the
thousands of flies?
Yeah.
No one knows. No one can answer.
It's a mystery.
The answer is hundreds of frogs.
That's a solution,
yeah,
really.
That's what it is.
Then you send in snakes to kill the frogs.
Yeah.
Then you send in, like, I guess... what is it?
You get a mongoose.
Mongoose. Tinker Tambo, get him in there.
What kills a mongoose?
Like
colonial English safari man.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Sending guys in pith helmets.
Or a big cat.
Yeah.
Big cat.
Some kind of big cat.
But at least you get less every... You need less every time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're consolidating.
Right. So eventually you end up with one man, and then you just kill the man.
No, there's just like a ferocious lion in the basement.
Send the lion in.
And then you get one dentist... to kill the lion.
Yeah, okay.
And you're good.
Yeah, that's it.
You're all set.
And then he'll leave.
The dentist will leave willingly.
Yeah. He'll be fine. He's like, oh, I don't want to stay in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
No, thank you. This apartment's gross. There were thousands of flies in it.
Thousands of flies.
No, thank you. So wait, tell me, what's your podcast about?
We just talk. You know, it's one of those podcasts.
It has time in the name, so we're brother podcasts.
It's true. Yeah, Diego and I, we have, we'll have guests on or we'll... bullshit. We just kind of talk about whatever.
Just chat.
We take, we get like listener emails and we'll answer those a bunch and stuff like that. But
I heard your podcast co-host just was a trainer for an MMA fight.
Yes. My podcast co-host and best friend and roommate, Diego Lopez, he was in Las Vegas cornering Luis J. Gomez, fellow stand-up comedian, in an MMA fight on a pay-per-view.
Did he, like, actually train him, or was he just cornering him, like, for fun?
No, he trained him for, like, 3 months.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize this was, like, this long coming.
Yeah. They trained for, like, 2 or 3 months, and then Diego was in his corner.
Do they just, like, let anybody have an MMA fight? Like, if you're just like, yeah, I'll get punched in the head, like, it's fine.
So this was, like, there's, like, this radio guy, Jason Ellis, who used to be, like, an X Games correspondent.
Okay.
And a professional skateboarder, and now he's, like, been a serious XM guy for, like... the better part of two decades.
There's just a whole world of thousands of people, hundreds of that are interested in like this.
Way more
thing.
Than even like stand up. Like, if you combine all stand up, like that's even more people who listen to like one Sirius XM radio show.
Yeah. So he has like a festival every year, I guess.
Okay.
It's called Ellis Mania. This was like the 15th one or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So there's this world is a big place.
Yeah.
That's all, what I'll say.
So there were like apparently it was a bunch of like fans of his show fighting each other in MMA fights. And then Lewis fought this LA comic, Ryan O'Neal. And then Jason Ellis fought a former UFC guy.
Okay. Did Jason Ellis like die?
He didn't die, but he did not win. I don't believe.
Okay.
But it was
Lewis won.
Oh, but the conceit was Jason Ellis fought a former UFC fighter, but 2 hours before the fight, the UFC fighter had to take mushrooms.
Oh, that's great.
So okay. So they were fighting.
I like that.
So he was fighting a guy who was peaking on mushrooms.
Okay, sweet.
At the time.
That is very interesting to me because there's a wrestler I like. Do you watch wrestling?
Yes,
are you a wrestling
yes.
guy? Okay, do you know Matt Riddle?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the old UFC guy who got kicked out of UFC for smoking weed and apparently is just extremely high all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, 24 hours a day. Like, wrestles high, like, does everything high. I feel like you can still be surprisingly physically coordinated.
Oh, absolutely.
On
he also has a huge tattoo of a mushroom.
He
on
does
his, like side.
Yeah, that's what made me think it's of it. It's like that guy definitely would like wrestle on mushrooms. And
oh,
great.
For sure.
I thought you were gonna say he has a huge dick, which he also has.
Oh yeah, I mean, but yeah.
It's like very. I've seen him live many times, and it's like out.
Yeah,
it's like
very
you can
visible.
See like its contours. Like it's very visible.
You could like tell a police sketch artist what Matt Riddle's penis
looks
like.
There's like you can. It's like. So
it's two huge mushrooms.
It's two huge mushrooms. On my wrestling podcast, we interviewed an indie wrestler recently, and he was saying that some dudes as like a power move go no underwear under the gear, like they just
go to show the
gear just to be like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
what's up?
Mr. Perfect used to do that. You could see his little pecker in the front of his his singlet. Because it wasn't very big, but you're like, oh, okay.
But you know where
but
it is.
But it's there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he was like, I'm not going to name names of who does that, but like people definitely do. And the first thing that came to mind was like, Matt Riddle definitely.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of his penis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we can stop talking about Matt Riddle's penis.
No, you know, I'm aware of who Matt Riddle is. I know he has just got signed to NXT.
He did.
Yeah.
So look out for that penis on a television near you.
Might have to.
They'll probably make it more attractive.
Might have to like
probably.
Wear like one of those like a garter around it to like keep it in place. Or something.
Strap it to his leg.
It's the PG era.
Like a holster.
You gotta, yeah, exactly.
An inner thigh holster instead of an outer thigh.
He has
holster.
Those big like the belts that like hold your socks up.
Yeah, exactly.
On your thigh, but he has all the way. Yeah.
I've always thought that
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
I've always thought that it would be really funny if there was a wrestler that wore sock garters. I think I've said this on my wrestling
just like
podcast.
A dad. Like
I think that's like a
guy.
Good gimmick. Yeah.
You come out in like a bathrobe.
Yeah,
and like then you have your gear is just like boxers, and like a and like
and
a
sock garters.
And a sleeveless undershirt. I wanted to say wife beater, but you know,
yeah, yeah.
Guinea t-shirt is what my dad calls them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's better.
Less
that's
offensive.
Better.
Yeah.
Much less offensive than wife beater.
That would have been a perfect thing for IRS to wear, but he wore pants when he wrestled,
so
you couldn't see.
Yeah, I bet he had sock garters on there.
Lord, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep everything tight, you know?
Yeah.
Got that adding machine and all the stuff.
You can't have your sock
protector.
Falling down.
He had to hold in the sperm that eventually become Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas.
It's true.
That's correct.
He had to protect it.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's well, cheers to the Puerto Rican rattlesnake on his victory.
On his victory.
On his victory. He won.
Trained by a stand-up comedian who is a
I didn't realize
MMA trainer.
Diego was an MMA trainer.
Yeah, he was.
That's
rad. He is technically undefeated in mixed martial arts, and then he retired.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's a teacher at a gym in Williamsburg, and also cornering Lewis was formerly undefeated UFC champion Michael Bisping.
Okay, I don't know who that is. I can't watch real fighting.
He was a unbelievable fighter.
Yeah,
crazy good. Also, wildly handsome.
Yeah,
very good looking man. It's crazy.
Why would you, if you're like that handsome, why would you put your face in danger?
I mean, if you win, you're fine.
I know.
I mean, you still get hit in the face a lot.
It just, I don't know.
Mickey Rourke, right? You know, what's the deal? He was like Mr. Well, that, Handsome. He has
like body dysmorphia, yeah, right? Well, that's why his face looks like that.
No, because you know he got into boxing. Like
it's because he was boxing.
Like the peak of his like thing, he decided he was going to be a boxer.
Yeah, I guess I forgot about
and
that.
He just got his ass kicked a lot, and he's like, oh, it looks bad now.
He has a whole face callus.
I just thought he had like really bad fillers. I didn't realize that there was like.
No, now he can play. Now he can use his face as like a capo when you play guitar. Like, yeah. Kind of slide it up and down.
I just feel like if you're handsome, you should find another line of work. If you have like good bone structure, don't put that in harm's way.
Act? What's the move? I mean, I know acting is not hard, but it's like
do something. I don't know. Like there's a very handsome Japanese wrestler, Minoru Suzuki, who was like a babe when he was younger, and then he did all of this MMA, and now his face looks completely different. Yeah. And it's like you looked like a Disney Prince Charming cartoon, and then people punched you in the face for 20 years, and now you look crazy.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
We need a Disney beat-up Prince. We need a Disney beat-up Prince.
We do. That's what we need.
Was it 5 times that usually shows up?
Okay. We need an MMA fighter in the Disney universe.
And a Disney musical about MMA fighting would be fabulous.
I'd be curious to see it.
Yeah. Do you want to do these numbers?
Yeah, let's get moving.
Okay.
All right.
Number 5.
Okay, number 5. This is, for some, I don't know why this made the news like this week, because I feel like these are constant and just like sort of a function of Twitter. But apparently this week there was coverage of a Warren Buffett parody account, which is like funny to me on a number of levels. Like, first of all, you guys are all familiar with Twitter parody accounts, right?
Yeah.
It's like
they're all really good.
They're all great.
They're funny.
They're very funny.
Extremely funny, very original content.
Yeah. Always in the voice of the person they're parodying.
Yeah.
Yes. Very similar to whoever I think the avatar is.
I would say there have been maybe 3 good ones.
What are the good ones?
Well, there's one.
Cat Williams Pharrell.
Yeah, that's sure. That's the one that basically is just the meta one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's making fun of all of them.
There's one that Nick Sciarelli does that's a Trump parody, but it like devolved almost immediately into. This is like my life is ruined. Like this is taking a toll on me. Like, you know,
oh right,
like,
yeah.
Just,
like
a very depressed
Trump
man.
Running the Trump parody has like,
and then
ruined
like occasionally just being like kafifi or something.
Yeah.
Like that's
but it's
a
like
good,
my wife left.
That's
me.
A good angle on it.
Yes.
And then most recently, Alex Arbuckle did an Italian Elon Musk,
right.
Which is funny.
Italian Elon Musk was
and that was good.
Funny.
Yeah.
He lost his check mark for that.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy that about it.
And then there's also another. There was a black Elon. There's a fake black Elon Musk one now.
Oh no!
And it starts from the position of already having gotten yelled at. So like, the first post is like, like I didn't realize this would be raising issues about appropriation. Like this is taking
that's really funny.
This is taking a great personal toll on me. I was like, all right, like that's great, but like you have to get beyond the actual parody stuff for
right,
it to be any
it's
good.
Stupid. Yeah, it's all like it's just like the most like. Generic like success motivation memes
right.
Like almost always and particularly for Warren Buffett
right.
Who is like if you don't know who Warren Buffett is he's like a very rich man he founded I don't know if he founded or if he's just the CEO of like Berkshire Hathaway he's a billionaire and he's like
still lives in the same house
yeah
which
he's
is
one of
weird
those...
and not admirable to me that's weird
I was in Omaha and
yeah which is where he's from
and I was going from the mall, which I had just spent 6 hours at because I got into town very early, to the bar I was doing a show at.
This guy loves malls.
I love the mall. It's crazy how much I love the mall. And the Uber driver took me out of the way
to go to Warren Buffett's
house. To drive me past Warren Buffett's house to be like, hey, that's Warren Buffett's house. And he could have just pointed at any house.
Yeah.
I would have had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, he's
just like, that's where Warren Buffett lives. I was like, I believe you.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about Warren Buffett is it's like, oh, he still lives in like a normal house or whatever. It's like, that's creepy.
It's like, he and his wife still sleep in the same twin bed. It's like, what? Like, get a nice, you're allowed to get a nicer place.
It's fine. Yeah. No one's going to judge you for not driving like a 97 Honda
Civic.
Like,
that makes me wonder what's the psychological thing is going on here.
That's not relatable
at all. I can't sleep anywhere other than in my bed or I throw up. Like, you know, there's something like, weird thing going on.
It's like the guy that apologizes too early for like you know, especially in comedy now. He's like, sorry, I'm a man. You're like, you haven't even said anything yet.
Yeah. Like, what are you?
Okay, yeah, we get the things are not great right now, but we don't hate you immediately.
Okay, right. Ladies, look, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love action movies. It's like, wow, look out.
Okay, yeah. You know, women like action movies too. They're like, I have no. You're like, oh, Jesus.
Talk to my four ex-wives.
Yeah.
All right, it's a Warren Buffett parody.
There's a parody account, and it's just exactly what you would think. The one quoted in the article that made me laugh was just, don't spend more than you have. Like, thanks, Warren Buffett. Thanks for this financial advice.
Don't go into debt. Good advice if actionable. Really clear.
I really needed the brilliant financial mind of Warren Buffett to tell me this.
Yeah. What's the follower count on this?
A lot. Like, I think over a couple million, I think.
That's so bad.
It's Warren Buffett 99. There's so, like obviously not real.
Yeah.
Also, Warren Buffett is not on Twitter.
That's when he was born, 1899. Yeah. Guy's old as hell.
Warren Buffett was on the board of trustees at the college I went to. Fun fact.
Buffett College.
Buffett College.
Margaritaville. Is that the same? Hang on.
Yeah, no, Warren Buffett is on Twitter as Warren Buffett, obviously, with a check mark.
And it just does never post anything, probably.
Probably, yeah.
But he's like,
he just tweets, I'm sorry, once a week. I'm sorry for my money.
It's like having a Coke. I love Coke. I'm a normal guy.
I'm just a regular man. I have a hole in my moccasin or something.
If he ever got really fat, you could call him Warren Buffet.
Hey.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I tried to look up Warren Buffett 99. It has apparently since been suspended.
Yep. Well, that's, you flew too close to the sun. You actually got written up.
yeah.
Although, like, again, don't they all escape by saying, like, you know, parody?
Parody, yeah. Because
none of them are parodies anyway. They're just like...
It does not at all meet the definition of a parody
right,
in yeah. any way.
Like, so it's just...
It's all just, like, it's a famous person's name, and then you say you don't see me at the club, I don't see you at the bank. That's
right.
All it is.
Yeah. Like, they all this might not be the real ghetto Homer here. I don't know.
That's the weird thing where it's like the real parodies, like Italian Elon Musk, get taken down.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is like, that's a real parody.
You lose your verification.
It's like ghetto Homer still out there posting about that stare before the kiss and stuff, you know? And it's like, pretty sure this is not really a parody of ghetto Homer Simpson.
I feel like all parody accounts are acceptable to me if your avatar is the person's face with that like laser eye filter over it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That's allowed.
But that's like bad guys use that now, though. That's a cool effect. I think Elon and I talked about this. Like,
yeah, like alt-right people do.
Yeah, that's
it.
Like more their thing now. It's too bad.
I don't think it belongs
to
them.
Take it back. I don't know how to do it either. So.
I
Is there like an app you can do it with?
I had a young person explain it to me once, and I really lost I'm not even that old.
So what does this have to do with like that one fish in SpongeBob that's like freaking out a lot or something?
Yeah,
I don't know. And it's like red
like
and blurry.
It started was the fish that was freaking out in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Every frame of SpongeBob is now a meme.
That's right. It's really remarkable how they managed to do that.
I hope.
Hats off.
I hope Tom Kenny is like very pleased with himself.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's good.
He's probably rich, right?
Put in good time. Yeah, I would think so.
Tom Kenny parody account. That's what I'm going to start.
Italian Tom Kenny.
I'm going to voice of SpongeBob.
I was in the Smashing Pumpkins video.
Oops, Adelia Leziano. what was I going to say?
Hey, Senor Show.
There's one other parody account I will say that I still respect just because I don't understand why it still exists. Is that Bronx Zoo Cobra from like 10 years ago?
It's still out.
It's still like, hey, current event. It's me, the Bronx Zoo Cobra. And like Stefan Heck has like a whole, he'll like occasionally check in and be like, thank you, Bronx Zoo Cobra. Like, you know, he's got like a little blood
What
feud.
Was even the Bronx Zoo Cobra?
A cobra escaped from the Bronx Zoo. And it was like, I'm out of here, boys, or whatever.
Okay, I do remember that.
And then they caught it or killed it or whatever.
I think that was when I was working in TV and we had to like talk about the Bronx Zoo Cobra.
Yeah, but it's like, sure. it's an account that was like founded in like
1999.
It predates the site. It was founded in like 2009 maybe. And it's just like still kicking.
Around. Yeah.
And it still has like legacy 100,000 plus followers probably just because like, people either leave the site or just don't pay attention to what they're
right,
doing.
Right, yeah, they don't.
What love if that Bronx Zoo Cobra would donate me some of those followers?
Yeah, let me get a little,
it just tied me 10% of your followers,
yeah.
Bronx Zoo Cobra.
Hey, just, you know, hey, everyone follow Mike on the site, the bad site.
Mike on the bad site.
I just want the Cobra's specific followers.
Those
hope
people
you like pictures
know
of
how to have fun.
Guys holding knives.
Oh, yeah.
This guy loves to hold the knife.
I hope you like my one
you
machete.
You a Fortune Fire fan? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was fun. I
You seen Knife or Death?
No.
Oh,
what
dude.
What is that?
Knife or Death is a Forge and Fire spinoff hosted by WWE Hall of Famer Bill Goldberg.
Motherfucker.
And it's people doing...
Motherfucker.
It's like American Ninja Warrior, but of cutting things.
Fucking,
it's so
there
good.
There couldn't be something with so many of my interest overlapping.
That is exactly how I feel.
In that, old professional wrestlers and knives. Two of my biggest passions.
And you have to bring your own knife. And then your own. So then, if you fail, it's your knife's fault.
Yeah,
You only have yourself and your smith
and your knife choice.
It's just like you. As I've always said, you live by the blade and you die by the blade.
That's right.
I've always said that.
It's a normal way to live in 2018. Yeah, to think about things
by the blade.
And I think that's fair. Hey, let's keep this rolling.
Number four.
That's number four. This to me was nice because it was like a throwback. It's what the internet used to be about before everything was just people being mad all the time at each other. Or just, you know, like a circular firing squad, because that's what online is now.
A circular firing squad. If you could combine a circle jerk and a firing squad,
yeah,
and
right.
You just so, alternate which one you do.
Yeah, so I guess it's not with rifles. It's just everyone has a pistol and they're also like
jacking
cranking
off.
It. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sick. I like that a lot. Oh, I like that a lot.
So this is
weekend
more
plans
of my interest.
Figured out.
Jacking off in guns.
Yeah, there we go. We got it. We're hitting all those spots here. So this is today. This was Tuesday. We're recording earlier today. Times Square was a buzz.
No.
Hey.
With a lot of activity. A certain hot dog cart became a real hive of. Okay, whatever. Look, a lot of,
there
I lost
were bees.
It because I didn't want to say beehive. There are a lot of bees. There was a huge swarm of bees that basically just like jumped all over like the yellow panel of one of those Sabret umbrella on the truck.
They were really into the yellow, carts. Huh?
Well, that's like where they are. They're basically like the whole panel.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of sitting there in a pile, just being bees, I guess. I don't really know what
I feel like this is like a Werner Herzog documentary about like how nature will overtake all human invention.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it is only a matter
of time. This is
Times
Square. This is like the most like built up.
Yeah, where are all these bees?
Part in the country.
Are these bees all in New York? There's just bees.
New
that
York
can just
bees.
All appear sometimes.
Yeah, they're just all there yelling about the Yankees.
One guy has like a big beehive on top of his apartment building.
It's like at the.
Yeah, like a pigeon guy, but it's bees.
Yeah, but a bee just is a bee guy.
Like an intro to like a early '90s or late '80s like New York movie where like all the bees are like zooming in to have like a bee newsstand with like a little and then like they're like a bee getting like honey from a bee like a honey cart and they're like like saying all the time.
Hey, I'm pollinating here.
Yeah, specifically the beginning of Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze where everyone's just appreciating pizza. That's one of my favorite scenes. That's it. It's like we're in New
Very
York
relatable.
So everyone's like, "Oh, pizza." Yeah, hey, me too, man.
Just holding a pizza and nodding at it approvingly.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
And a tip of the slice to you, my friend.
That's right. And that's for that reason that's how we greet each other to this day in New York. So a lot of bees.
Because of Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze.
That's right.
Was that the one with Vanilla Ice?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Go, Ninja. Go, Ninja. Go.
So one thing I just noticed is that the sign says Best New York Hot Gog.
What?
There's a typo.
Hot Gog?
Yeah.
Man. I used to like really post stuff like that a lot. Like stuff that I would see like misspelled and then as I turned to like 18 or so, I'd be like, oh, this is just a person who English is possibly their third or fourth language.
Right, yeah.
Just trying their best.
But hot
gog
is
so
hot gog
funny.
Is funny.
Oh, it's so funny to me.
That's like if you're going to miss one letter, I'm not expecting it to be the D in dog.
Yeah.
Hot
into
gog.
A G.
Hot gog.
Hot gog.
And
so,
it's like printed.
Yeah.
Like on a sign.
It says Best New York Hot Gog. You guys can see it here.
Oh my God.
It's right under the bees. So
hot
like
gog.
I don't know how the conversation didn't steer towards hot gog and away from the bees, but people were focused on the bees, which, you know.
I mean, maybe
own.
It was one of those things where it's like, well, we can't say we're the best New York hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, we're not allowed to say that, but we can be the best New York hot gog we can be.
Yeah. And so, of course, because it's New York, there are a bunch of tourists like standing around taking video of the bees. Which, I mean, unless you're up really close, you're not going to get, is it even moving? It's just like a pile
right,
that's just sitting there?
They're hanging out. Like, it's their whole colony. It's not like they're on the move.
But fortunately, and this is what I mean by, like, old-time internet, Reuters set up a live feed that was zoomed in with one of their cameras on the bees. You can go to the site, and you can just watch the bees just kind of, like, move around occasionally. Because they're all in, like, a big pile. It's not clear what's going on underneath, like, the top of the pile, but they're all just in there.
We're fucking.
And probably. I don't know. It's like that South Park with the illegal immigrants from the future. Anybody?
I vaguely know that one, but I don't know how it relates.
It ends
here.
In like a big orgy with all the men for some reason.
Oh, okay,
you know,
fair
classic
enough.
South Park.
Anyway. Yeah, that's how most South
just
Parks end.
Just a big
end.
Pile. Yeah,
I'm back in.
Yeah. So I watched the bees for a little while, but then I realized nothing was going to happen with the bees. So I was kind of like, I don't need to really be like
hanging
playing
out.
A little bit of audio at work. You know, like a bzzz.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what is that? It's like, oh, I'm watching this live feed of these bees. I don't
is
know.
Is there a chat? I feel like the bee webcam chat would. Be
I would
fun.
Imagine the bee webcam chat would immediately devolve into political stuff.
It would
right?
be QAnon,
fake news,
right
fake
away.
News.
Yeah,
Reuters, you're all pedos or whatever.
I think that would be a really nice like white noise in the background though.
Just bees.
The bee swarm.
Yeah, to like because I.
You don't get stressed out when you hear some bees. I'm always like I'm gonna get stung.
I think it would be nice like. Low frequency and you put it on, you know it's on because I listen to white noise stuff sometimes to sleep.
What's your favorite? Do you like rain? Do you like campfire? Do
oh,
you like
I like
crickets
inside of a plane.
Ooh.
Which is a white noise you can get. Mm. But also all the time it's
yeah.
always like private jet. I was like, it doesn't have to be private.
Yeah. That's why no one else is talking.
Yeah.
But commercial flight.
Yeah. It's like occasionally
different
someone's
sound.
Like, yes, another glass of champagne.
Yeah. I get waken up in the middle of sleep with like a like a woman.
Sir,
just
can you put your seatbelt on?
Yeah. Just be like, would you like a Coca-Cola? I'm like, oh, I would love to sleep.
Hey, you're not supposed to be on here. It's like, whoa, whoa, come on.
Okay. Well, I
paid for this.
It's my bedroom. But plane is great. Also, rain on tent specifically.
Rain
that's
on
a good
tent.
One. Rain on car, I feel like would be good.
Rain on
like
car
a car at the beach and it's raining.
Yeah.
I do like the ones where it's like super customizable, where you can do like those websites where it's like it's rain and you can determine like where you are and how heavy the rain is, and if there's like thunder or if it's you know like on sidewalk or on forest floor.
That's
like I like
so
that.
Much more in depth than I've ever been. I love.
There's also a campfire one like that. That's really good.
That's great.
There's pretty good ones on YouTube. There's one that's there's a few of them from like old sci-fi stuff. There's one it's like 40 hours long. They stretch it out, and it's just the ambient noise from the Nostromo and Alien.
Ooh.
Oh wow!
So it's like occasional beeps and boops, and just like the general like sort of like
that
spaceship
sounds good.
Noise.
I might put that on at night.
Yeah. And then there's also I think Blade Runner. They have one from Blade Runner too. Same idea. But the Nostromo one is extremely good. It's like, oh yeah, this is good.
I'll have to check that out. I'm literally writing this in my phone.
Yeah,
right
I'm
now.
Like I do it on YouTube where it'll just be like, because I'll put it on my TV in my bedroom and it'll be like 8 hours of white noise, black screen. Because if not, it'll just be a really bright screen.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
this
yeah.
isn't helping me
yeah,
sleep
it's like I'm not,
at all.
It's not better.
I suck at sleeping. I'm gonna have to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I would say sleeper. All that aside, the sound of bees.
Yeah.
I would think is what that's like a shorthand in a movie or something for somebody who has gone insane and is
yeah.
on a killing spree.
I don't,
that does not sound relaxing.
All right, maybe I'm having
relaxing.
A hard time lately and how much I want to have the bees in my room because it's like a person.
Like the bees is what I'm thinking like in The Shining. Like he just hears
yeah.
bees.
Yeah, a swarm
or
of
like
insects.
Or like falling down or something. Yeah.
Like, I feel like a swarm of insects is like the sound effect in a movie for like things are going fucking crazy.
Right. Like
in her have you guys have seen Hereditary, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like that there's the sound cue when you see no spoilers, but
no, there's a bees
there's
situation.
A bees sound effect when some bugs are swarming that fucked me up.
It hits. So anyway, long story short, it was nice to watch the bees. It was like watching like the when there was like the eagle that needed to be rescued. You guys remember that? It was like an eagle.
Yes.
Like a eaglet. And then obviously, like, something like the Balloon Boy was, like, a thing where everyone could just, like, focus on one thing that was, like,
man, that was
had,
wild.
Like, some drama to it.
I feel like Balloon Boy, in its absurdity, was kind of ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Like, Balloon Boy seems like something that would happen now.
Yeah.
Untoppable.
It's
like, the only
wild.
Thing I can think of, and it wasn't done in the same way, but, like, the only thing I think of that, like, beat Nathan, like Nathan for You. Like,
yeah.
Everyone was talking about it. It was crazy. It's like this guy just made it up for some reason.
We should do, for my podcast about scams and stuff, we should do a Balloon Boy episode.
Yeah, you should because
it's a good,
they're interesting people.
It's one of the more bizarre like hoaxes I can think of in the last like decade.
Yeah. Or like, and this like brings to mind like, or even like one of those like puppy cams or whatever. Just like stuff that like, you know,
yeah,
like gets
that's what
popular
I was thinking,
and it's like, this is fun to watch.
Mike said like the baby panda
cam,
like something or, like that. It's just, we can all come together
and now
watch some
instead
bees.
It would be like, you know, it gets killed somehow or whatever.
It's like the world's worst Pope smoke, but it's just a bunch of bees instead. We picked a new Pope and a bunch of bees fly out of the tube.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, interesting. Different strategy.
I guess the Pope's a Nazi again. Great.
So it ended.
Again.
So the story ends, as one would expect, with a guy in a beekeeper costume vacuuming the bees off of the hot dog stand.
Hold on. Costume. I don't know if that's the right
outfit,
word for it.
Sorry. Outfit.
It's
uniform.
A functional
uniform.
Ensemble.
Yeah, uniform.
Sorry.
You're going to be like that guy in a janitor costume.
Well, I don't know.
This guy's doing beekeeper cosplay.
Is he really a beekeeper? I don't know. What point does it cost? You know, I mean,
if you wear that outfit, you become a beekeeper.
Okay,
I think that's how it works.
Fair enough.
Did you have I definitely, when I was growing up, there were a couple dads that were I think all of them were recently divorced and going through midlife crises, and they started beekeeping.
Nope.
You didn't have that?
That's,
no.
There were at least three of those.
That's a very New England thing, I think. Yeah. I think now it would just be brewing your own beer. I think that's subsumed to all other hobbies.
Yeah, yeah, you'd brew your own beer. I mean, I say that I lived in a city. I didn't live in the total country. This was in a suburban density area. People would have the shelves, the bee shelves.
Bee shelves.
I'd be really annoyed if my neighbor was I have bees now. No,
good news.
Thank you.
I have thousands of bees.
Our next door neighbor just had a big snake.
Yeah?
Yeah, and one of the highlights of my childhood was on the 4th of July, he let me feed it a rat. One year.
On the 4th of July? Every year?
Just one. No, just one specific 4th of July. He was just hey, you want to feed the snake a rat? And I was I've been waiting for you to say that for years.
Hey, kid, you want to see some real fireworks?
And then one day the FBI was in our backyard to hop over to get into his house because he was in a motorcycle gang. Which
cool.
Was pretty
okay.
Cool. That's really nice guy.
That's an exciting end of the story for me.
That's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Snake in a motorcycle gang?
Yeah, he was trafficking drugs and weapons, obviously.
Well, sure. Naturally.
But who doesn't traffic
You're going to traffic some weapons.
Yeah,
and some
if you're in a motorcycle gang, you're going to traffic stuff.
Right.
If you have a snake, you automatically get a hookup for that kind of thing.
It's either you have a snake or you have a tattoo of a snake. This guy probably had both.
Yeah.
And, most likely. And you I have a tattoo of my cat. You own a snake, you have a tattoo of it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Naturally.
And then he went to jail, and now he's a personal trainer, obviously. So full circle.
He's a success win guy. Yeah. He
follows Warren Buffett parody.
That's right.
And all those, bodybuilder guys on YouTube.
I almost said his full name, 99, and I was I don't think I need to say a man who went to jail's full name on a podcast.
Yeah, I'd hold off.
Yeah.
Hey, man, good luck. Hope you're trying to get a job with listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
It's high risk.
High risk.
Hey, speaking of, I don't know. Hey, let's move along.
Number 3.
All right, number 3. Another ho-hum story here. I'll just give you the headline. Just, we can parse it out here. Dangerously horny dolphin ruins swimming for French town.
This
classic story. Yeah.
I would love to formally apologize on the podcast.
Yeah.
As the horny dolphin. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was on vacation and I thought, it's France.
Things are allowed here.
Free love.
Yeah. You can be topless on the beach. Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of thinking, and there were a lot of swimmers who admired me. And for that, I apologize.
My body, so sleek.
Yeah. The village on the coast of France, I can't pronounce this, but it looks like Landivinic. Don't have the French ability.
I'm assuming in the south of
assume so.
I'm going to imagine it's the French Riviera because then I can imagine this happening to rich people, and I enjoy that.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
The dolphin has a name. Dolphin is named Zafar.
Was the dolphin named before or after it was horny?
I think this dolphin was born horny.
I don't actually know.
Did they name it post attacks, or was this a known dolphin who has gotten a little frisky?
No, I think he's just, I think he might have just been, maybe they do tracking of marine life in the area or something.
Sure.
And so they all know him for whatever reason. He wasn't known to be horny. It wasn't this has been a recent problem that's cropped up. That way.
This is,
and so
he's finding himself.
Yeah. So Zafar is a solitary dolphin. He left his pod and he lives by himself.
Okay.
So he's
problem
like,
number one. A lone male who has left society.
Yeah.
Gonna be a problem. Horniness.
Just don't get him a computer, right, folks?
He's on 4chan.
He's joining Adam Waffen or whatever.
he's an unbearable.
That's right. Yeah.
I forgot about unbearables.
Oh yeah, that's
very
almost,
good.
It's almost like banning people from certain websites does make them go away. So he's lonely. He's looking for contact because, you know, like dolphins are mammals.
They're social creatures.
Yeah, they want to, you know, and
they straight up fuck
he's
each
a little,
other.
Little
they
too,
straight up fuck each other a lot. They're like very horny.
He's a little too overeager, I guess. And I guess, you know, like they try dolphin behavior on humans when they don't have dolphins around, I guess, kind of. So a lot of rubbing against people. one time preventing a swimmer from getting back to the shore. Had to be picked up by a rescue boat.
See, I'm just imagining like, you know, like a really persistent guy at a bar who like is physically blocking your way to get back to your friends.
He's the Continental. He's Christopher Walken.
He keeps going to the beach like, just give me a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Where's my hug?
Get a hug?
Where's my hug?
Dolphin is offering, can I interest you in some fine champagne?
Yeah. He won't let them get back to
champagne.
Shore.
Champagne. Hey, I went to massage school. Yeah. It's fine. It's cool. It's
clinical for me, basically.
You seem tense.
Yeah.
Baby, come on. So
he calls everyone baby.
Yeah, babe. So he he does the he's French, so he does the double cheek kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
They do that. That's a great, like, that affectation is a great one to pick up. I feel like that happens a lot in college, maybe, is when people
the
pick
double
that
cheek,
up. Yeah,
cheek
yeah,
kiss.
Yeah.
That
it's
is.
Like, I just do this now. And it's
that
like,
is
the,
a
come on, man.
It's a nightlife thing, and it like it kind of creeps me out. But it's like if you go to like a drag show or something like that's like drag queens all do that.
Sure.
Like people who work. Even non-drag queens who like work at like drag clubs and stuff, they all do the double kiss.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's a lot less creepy if you're not like a straight man, but it's still like every time throws me for a loop.
It's just like, I mean, it's just funny because like I'm imagining when I got to college, like there were people that sort of had like built-in sophistication, but that could have been a put on when they decided they graduated high school.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I'm going to become this person.
I'm double cheek kiss
right?
guy now.
So, and then it's always fun when you meet people like that and it's like, you know, oh, I had like a friend from home, and it's like a guy in like, you know, like a t-shirt tucked into khakis and like, you know, like sneakers of the White Sox. And it's like, oh, how do you guys know Ed? It's like, who's Ed? You're talking about Rafe? Like, who are we? Yeah. You know, like, it's like, you're telling me he's not this guy? He hasn't been this the whole time?
What I like to do as a
no
sign
one
of affection.
No one starts as that guy.
I put their whole nose inside of my mouth.
Yeah, right.
I just come up and I put my whole mouth around their nose and
it's
I say,
very,
how are you?
Yeah.
And then I leave.
Oh. That makes me feel safe.
I think it's nice.
So I absolutely could bite this off, but as a show of respect, I'm not
I will
gonna.
Not. I will just gently put some dental pressure on it just to let you know I could.
Like a dog.
Like a dog.
I'm playing right now. Yeah. That's what this is.
I was walking to the train to get here today, and I walked by a dog tied up to like a bike rack or a fire hydrant or something like outside a store, and the dog jumped on me and bit me.
Whoa!
Jesus yeah, Christ. Right.
How like, did it get? How did it get you?
Didn't break the skin, but like jumped on me and bit me. I don't know if I still have a mark, but like got a bunch of dog slobber on me, like just some dog.
That's crazy.
I know. How do you bring your dog outside and leave it if it's going to bite people?
I think those are the specific types of people that would definitely leave their dog outside.
That's a good point.
It was just like very...
Yeah, you're fine. It's like, well, hey, I'm not... You don't like get to just decide.
The dog is bad.
Yeah.
I didn't do
anything. I love the people that refuse to apologize for their bad dog. They're the best. I love them because... Oh, do you know the guy whose dog like attacked a woman on the train? A couple weeks ago?
No, I guess I might have missed this.
It was just a guy who, he had a fucking big pit bull on the train.
That's what bit me, was like a big...
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't like to, you know, it's like not
don't
all...
Don't want to stereotype.
Not all pit bulls are bad, but...
No, a lot of them are very sweet.
But the most aggressive dogs I always see on the street are pit bulls. But it was like a guy, a pit bull who like, just like grabbed a hold of a woman's shoe and wouldn't let go.
While it was on her foot.
While it was on
just
her foot.
Just wouldn't let go.
Just wouldn't let go, and he couldn't get it off. And then I saw him with that dog on the train 5 days later. I like looked it up while I was on the train with him.
Wow.
And he just was, of course, he was the kind of guy that was sitting down on the bench. And it was like on the 4 train, so it was one of those long benches. And the dog was just like laying on his lap across like 4 seats.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, cool, I'm on the same train car as the murder dog.
Yeah.
Great.
Where do you have to take the dog?
Yeah.
What's going on?
The dog does not need to go on the train.
Maybe give it a week off.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. It can hang out at home.
I do feel like, so I have a cat that's like, my cat is like admittedly kind of a bitch. Like, she's not cool. She's very sweet to me. She does not like anyone else. And I do feel like a little bad because I feel like I had to kind of lie to get my apartment.
Like, my cat's very cool, actually.
Yeah, it was just like, she's really sweet. Like, she takes a while for you to get to know, but like, she's really nice when she knows you.
Yeah.
And then like a week after I moved in, my roommates were like, she's never liked anyone else, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, thankfully, like fine with it. And it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
But like,
so I didn't see that as a term on the lease, so I'm not in default.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I mean, basically, like, I tried to make the point of, like, you don't need to worry about my cat. Like, I will deal with all the cat stuff. You don't have to, like, clean litter or feed her or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I feel like owning a bad pet, like, you just, like, I'm a little defensive about it because she's my cat and she's sweet to me. But, like, you have to understand. It's like, no, you own a bitch animal.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, it's fine. You just have to accept it.
You just don't subject other people to it to the extent that you're able to do that.
Right.
That seems like a fair compromise.
Yeah. And also, like, the thing that bothers me is it's like, I don't want my bitch animal to reflect badly on me as a pet parent. So it's
right.
like, I got this cat as an adult. She was already, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
She's made progress.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, my cat is really mean. He's not really mean. He's like a old cranky prick.
Yeah.
Where he'll come up and he'll be like, oh, you smell nice. And then he'll bite you and then he'll walk away. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I got no excuse. I've had him since he was a baby.
It's your fault.
It's well, I got him and I lived with four other people at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another cat. So it was kind of like everyone's cat.
Yeah.
And then when we were all like splitting up our apartment, everyone was like, we don't want this fucking cat. And I was like,
aww.
Well, I guess I'm taking
so,
the
yeah,
cat.
You're a hero.
So I'm a
just
hero.
Just like me.
I'm an ally to cats. And I just want everyone to know that.
Yeah, we're good people. Anyway, this dolphin.
Yeah, so he, you know, look, it's a bit of a controversy in town. Apparently, some of the things he does.
Ask people to finger his blowhole.
Yep. Yep. choke me. No, he.
Choking a dolphin is very funny to me because they don't have a neck.
Do like a, yeah, like a full headlock yeah. like around the entire body.
Is that not how you choke people sexually? You just
yeah,
give them a full headlock?
Yeah, you're like a, yeah.
I think with the dolphin, you just hold its snout shut. And look at it in the
like,
eyes.
Yeah, put me in the Boston Crab.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into. So he would rub against people, quote, while he is in heat, which that's probably not great.
I didn't know male animals would go into heat.
Well, I think that's just the term.
That's
they
just
use.
A horny dolphin.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
they
I
mean.
Think that's all they mean.
When
yeah.
he's horned up.
Like the dolphin lipstick is out or whatever yeah. you want to call it. I don't know what the. I don't
yeah,
know,
I don't know
what
a
what
dolphin
their
dick
equipment
looks
is.
Like.
Batting its don't, big eyes
wouldn't
at
it be
you?
Fucked up if dolphins had like balls? Like just like
hanging like
human
truck nuts.
Yeah.
Like they're
it's
sleek and then
there's
just balls.
And they're just balls. Yeah.
It feels like an evolutionary
right. Like perfectly sleek and then like loose like ball sack skin.
Yeah, and if like one of them like screws up and it like catches them on something, it's just like
Anytime I see a dog with balls now, I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah, no, any
I don't
other
get it.
Any other animal with balls is like very weird to see.
Yeah.
I know they're a thing for like most other mammals, but it's like weird.
Yeah.
They're weird on people too, but it's like I'm used to it.
It's where they keep the pee, guys. Come on.
That's true.
Oh.
We all need a place to keep the pee. But so yeah, so some people don't want this. Like they have like, they enacted like a, everyone has to stay, basically they have like a, okay.
Swimmers are grounded.
There's a regulation, right. They're prohibiting people from swimming and diving on the shoreline when Zafar is nearby. And they also have to stay 50 yards away from him. Now, some people don't like this because they think he's never actually really hurt anybody.
He's lonely.
He's yeah, they think it's not, you know, it's not good for him. But some other people, you know, think that it would be bad for him to get too comfortable around humans because then maybe he'll never, like, integrate into another, you know, pod or whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently he was, like, a well-known, yeah, it says here, he was a beloved relationship with the town before he went into heat. So he got too horny. As always, getting horny really screwed everything
the
up.
The classic story of someone beloved in their community until they get too horny.
Yeah.
It happens quite often.
Trying to think of any recent examples of that might be relevant right now.
That might have resurfaced after 10 whole months of resolution.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to send Zafar away. He's going to come back in 10 months and
have a tight 10.
Have a, yeah, about. Other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
about
completely.
About types of kelp.
Y'all know about krill.
Yeah, just classic, you know.
He does still hump the stool, though.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That's part of the deal. Yeah, so let's keep it rolling here.
Number two.
Okay, so number two is... this story made it into the New York Post, which is interesting to me, because it happened in California... And it was
one of those loony libs out there. They gotta, you know, they gotta zing them.
Those loony libs. This was a story from Southern California. A man, a 69-year-old man. Nice.
Hell yeah, good for him.
Good age.
His name is Dionicio Fierros, which is a great criminal name. And this guy is a great criminal because he was found with 800 pounds of stolen lemons in his car.
In his car. What is he? One of those cars from the Italian job? That's like built to like carry weight and like be low to the ground.
I thought you meant a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, but they're like souped up though. They're like souped up Mini Coopers. That's part of the Italian job.
Is it really?
Yeah, because they had to put gold bars in them.
My mom had a Mini Cooper, and
those are not
time,
hers. Would not be able to carry the same number of gold bars.
No,
probably not 800 pounds of lemons either.
It was like a really good midlife crisis car. Like I made fun of.
They're
her
fun.
A lot.
I think they're fun.
They're great. She had a robin's egg blue Mini Cooper, and then. She sold it to my brother, so now my 27-year-old brother drives a robin's egg blue Mini Cooper, which kind of kicks ass. Like I really enjoy that. Yeah. He's a beer rep. He like drives up to the bar, and they're like, "Oh, this fucking guy's
this
here."
This guy. Yeah, they're like, "Oh, this fuck. Oh God. Okay, we'll buy it. Just fucking get your car out of the parking lot.
From whose mom is here?
Yeah. So if you live in Philadelphia and you see a robin's egg blue Mini Cooper, yell at my brother. He might give you free beer. But anyway,
what were you saying?
I was going to say that my father made us go see The Italian Job just because of the name of the movie.
There you go. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
He was like, it's called The Italian Job. We got to go see it. I was like, oh, God.
Well, that's probably why.
Dionicio
Fieros probably also has seen The Italian Job.
Oh, most likely. That's probably where he got the idea.
Any job that guy has.
The Italian job. My dad just thinks it's a documentary about masonry.
It's about making mozzarella.
It's the guy who turns the pizzas.
Yes.
It's the guy who modeled for the box.
Yeah.
The cartoon guy on the box of the pizzas.
Yeah, doing the Italian chef kiss
That's
fingers.
The Italian job.
The Italian job. Well, maybe this guy was inspired by it, and he was like, I don't have any gold bars, but I have lemons, which are yellow.
Sure, you know, gold of the citrus world.
Exactly.
That's true.
Acidic.
Speaking
gold.
Of which, so an old man got a bunch of lemons.
What do you think they were for, perhaps?
An old man.
A social engagement?
Old man lemons.
69.
Oh, 69. Okay, old man lemons. Like
you
some
can
kind
do
of,
it. You're
there's
getting
a lot
there.
Of lemons. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have a lot of lemons if you're having some kind of like gathering of some kind, right?
Perhaps.
Like, I don't know what the occasion would be, but like a.
Maybe a celebration?
Some kind of lemon party, maybe?
Maybe a lemon party?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's got to be an organization.
Yeah, no. They probably have. I mean, there might be some listeners. Feel free to look up online and see if there's any why there'd be any kind of lemon party going on.
Yeah,
the guy
just
in this story.
Google it. See if this is like an established form of celebration that an old man might have.
Definitely do it at work.
Yeah,
and or if somebody that you normally don't have watching you go online is standing behind you at the
they
time.
Might want to know.
What you're gonna want to do is you're gonna want to go to the Apple Store, and you're gonna want to look it up on every computer at the same time. You do lemonparty.org, and then you have a big contraption that hits the enter button on all the computers at the same time.
You build
time.
Like a thing out of like Kinex.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I was imagining was Kinex. Completely.
You over the top of bring your arm down to press.
And they all have like Mickey Mouse gloves on the end of them somehow.
Yeah, and it's like one giant like it looks like a like when you chart like a family tree and there's like a lot of siblings, it looks like that. It's like one big line and then things coming off it with little Mickey Mouse hands.
Yeah, that's right.
And you press the enter button.
And that way on every laptop in the Apple Store, there would be a picture of three guys blowing each other or whatever.
Yeah.
it's old men.
What was the first one of those you saw? And do you remember, do you have like a good memory?
A good memory.
Mine was Tub Girl.
Mine might have been that.
I saw Tub Girl at a party in eighth grade. Tub
Girl. Mine might have been that, too.
Yeah.
And that was, like,
brutal.
Pretty effective shock sight because it was just like, oh, God, I don't want to look this way. Like, there's no fascination. I don't want anything else about it. I know enough about what's going on. Lemon Party was, like, was good because it was, like, silly. Like, it was funny.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, like, I mean,
it wasn't dark.
It's gross, but it's, like, not, like, it's not, like, a Rotten.com, like, a head on the side of railroad track or something.
It's not, like, something... It's not something I'm like into or like want to look at, but it's like those people are having a good
time. Nobody's hurting anybody.
Yeah. Exactly. Like,
nobody's
Tub Girl
distress.
Is not having fun.
Right.
No. Neither was Goatsy.
Goatsy was having fun, I think.
Oh,
yeah, I think so.
But like,
I did not have fun.
Not our
Goatsy.
Definition of fun.
Yeah. Like, and if.
And that
I
one you sort
like,
of like had to develop being like steeled to it so it wasn't like an instant, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of had to like be. You know,
I feel like I've seen that so many times. It's like it does nothing.
Yeah,
anymore.
No, yeah.
Like I could probably look at Goatsy for like an hour and it would be like fine. Like I would feel if you like hooked me up to a lie detector machine, like my heart rate would not increase. Like now I'm just like, yeah, this is a thing I've seen like a lot.
Yeah, no, that's I mean that would like Lemon Party. We had like we had an AIM and like the in law school in the laptops, and people would like do the thing where you like hide the URL, but you write like the, you know, the link has like a different text or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, it's right here. And then someone would pull it up and be like, oh, God damn it. And like stadium seating, people would be like, what are these guys all looking? It's like, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's a classic goof. I gotta give it up for 30 Rock making a lemon party joke. Yes. Like in one of the later seasons.
Several, I think.
Oh, well, I only think of the one, but yeah, that's the, you know, it's not a lemon party without old dick, I believe is what it says. Classic bit.
Classic.
My favorite one of those was one called Big Bag, which was just a guy with the biggest ball sack I've ever seen. But it had a song.
Big Bag.
It went Big Bag, Big Bag, a booga booga Big Bag. And it was just that on a loop over and over again.
That rules.
And it was so fucking funny.
Never seen that.
Yeah, it was one. I don't know where that I rules. Saw it. It was so funny. Big I think bag. It was like moving back and forth, you know. But it was like, oh, that one was like, oh, I love this one.
I liked,
that's when I loved the internet.
I liked Meat Spin because it would count the spins.
Oh yeah,
I enjoyed
that. Yeah, that was like, this is not a gross version of that, but do you guys remember like the insanity test?
What was
where it
that?
Was like the thing where like there was like a picture of a race car, then somebody making like insane noises.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can you get through this without laughing or whatever? It's like bing, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. I do remember that one.
Pretty good.
See, classic old internet, just panda webcams and new, old guys and, blowing and each other in
new
big
grounds
bags.
With
just,
big assholes.
Yeah.
big huge assholes.
Big bag.
Damn, I love big bag.
Look at big bag.
Big Bag is really good.
I think. Wait, is this like it's like, was that like a guy who was in like a documentary? Is it that guy?
I don't know.
There was just a documentary about a guy with a big ball sack.
Like with like a, it was like a, I don't know if it's a tumor or some issue where it was like elephantiasis or something. It wasn't just like it was like a this specific. Is like ruining my life. Like I can't leave my house type thing.
I read some article a while ago about this guy in Mexico that has like the world's biggest penis, and he's just like, my life is hell.
Every time I get a boner, I pass out.
Yeah. Like, I can't have sex with anyone. It hurts them. It also is hard to find clothes, and everyone wants to see my big swinging hog.
Yeah. I feel like there was like an MTV True Life about that too, and it was like
about
the guy was like not cool at all. He was like kind of like a weird mealy mouth guy, and it's like, yeah, I just remember like guys would make fun of me in like the locker room in high school, whatever. And it's like, that sucks, man. You didn't even get it. You got no legs. Like, oh man, you're a freak. It's like, oh, isn't this supposed to be?
Aren't I supposed to be cool because of this?
No one's like, cool big penis.
I was watching.
It's like Party Down. They managed to make it something they make fun of Ron for.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is like the perfect.
I will quote a wrestler I like named Juice Robinson who said, "You want something that plugs into all outlets. You don't want a universal adapter." Dick-wise.
That's right. You want USB-C.
Yeah.
That's why I can take the tip off of mine and put on a British one if I need to.
That's so handy.
Yeah.
That comes in very handy.
Yeah. It's like, well, sometimes no one has ever put it in the right way the first time.
Yeah, no. You're like, ah, fucking
you have to
over.
Turn it upside down. Sometimes it doesn't work either way for some reason.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't work either way, but then like you try it later.
No,
and
I know this works.
On the first try.
It's worked before.
It's supposed to work. It's designed to fit.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Lemons? Yeah, this guy stole 800 pounds of lemons from a farm.
And he got caught?
Yeah. Which I guess means he picked all those lemons? I don't know.
The only way I'm picturing this happening is if it's in like an old Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
With like the trunk in the front.
Yes.
And that's just full of lemons. And then the cops like, step out of the car, please, sir. And then they open the trunk and his lemons pour out for like 30 seconds. And there's just like a pile of lemons that's as high as the hood of the car. And it's like, so where'd you get these lemons?
I'm thinking since he's an old Italian guy, it's a Fiat. And it is the whole
Miata or something.
Body of the car is full except for the driver's seat and is just like covered in lemons. And then he's like, nothing to see here.
Totally normal.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got these at the store for the rind on my espressos. I drink a lot of espresso.
I was definitely imagining like the car window and it's just all lemons like pressed up against the window, just like completely filling the cabin of the car.
And he just like pulls into the garage or into his spot and just opens and they just pour out.
Yeah.
And he gathers them all up.
And then he starts the most successful lemonade stand in the world.
So is that a felony? What's he looking at here, jail time-wise?
I don't know if the New York Post told us. I think they
produce
just said,
is cheap. So,
right. Like that's why I'm like, why did this make...
Yeah, but they're
not
a dollar each, though.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But
a dollar each? You're paying too much for lemons, my friend.
You're getting three. I'm getting three for a dollar.
I mean, wholesale price of lemons from the orchard.
Oh yeah.
You're looking at it's got to be real low
because
you know you factor in all the costs for getting it to places and then you see what it costs in the supermarket. You know, this podcast is really just more about sort of supply chain economics.
I'd say my man had about 16,000 lemons in his car.
800 lemons. I'm looking to see if we know a charge yet. I don't know if we do.
Oh, he had 800 lemons. That's about 39 cents of lemons wholesale.
Yeah, they're just like, we don't know if he has an attorney. We couldn't find his phone number. Thank you, New York Post.
Wow.
I heard a guy took a bunch of lemons somewhere.
Yeah. It's real shoe leather reporting.
Have that.
I also guarantee you that's sourced from somewhere else. That's one of those things they just like, because like the Post will do a thing where they'll like have a headline, and then it'll just be like
AP Wire.
From, you know, yeah. Right, or like yeah. Fox News or whatever, and it'll just be, yeah, so... media landscape is healthy.
Well, he was executed.
Yeah, that, right, right.
As everyone talked about on our podcast.
Gunned down in his prime.
69-year-old prime. If you die at 69, you can say that you died in your prime.
That's right. Yeah. He when the cop asked him to step out of the car, he went for the cop's gun.
Yep.
And he got shot 30 times.
The other thing everyone talked about on our podcast has done.
You ever think about going for a cop's gun?
Oh, I have a joke about it. I 100% have a joke about stealing a cop's gun.
That's a thing. It's definitely a thing.
One of these days we're going to do a podcast where every story is about someone who went for a cop's gun.
I would love to be a part of it either on the podcast or in one of the stories.
Yes. Subject.
Hey, you guys remember Mike from like 6 months ago? Yeah, he's dead, man.
Well, he finally did it. He talked about it so much, he had to do it.
Well, he's dead. Like he didn't die then. He died in jail. He was killed in jail.
Yeah.
He was killed in jail.
Choked on his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I know. You think at Rikers it would be like he got shivved or something? No, it was just an
accident.
He just was eating too fast.
He's laughing too hard.
Can I tell you guys my saga with the cops this week?
Oh, yeah. I
had
saw
a whole
this.
Saga. Because I'm a white woman, so I tweeted about it whole time. But I lost
NYPD.
NYPD. The precinct. This is unconscionable.
Yeah.
So I lost my wallet in the subway last week. And I went back. This is the start of it, was that I got like almost all the way home. I hadn't left the train station yet. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't have my wallet. So I took the subway all the way back to where I was, you know, where I was pretty sure I lost it. And I talked to the like MTA person in the little like box.
Yeah. Who are always very helpful.
Always helpful and happy to be there.
Nice, very nice to you.
And she as soon as she saw me, she was like, you lost your wallet, right? And I was like, yeah, thank you. That means someone turned it in, right? And she was like, well, they tried to, but it was too big to fit in the little MTA slot in their little box that they sit in. So she couldn't take it. So she just let the woman take my wallet.
Jesus Christ. She couldn't like open the door?
No. She was like, it couldn't fit in the slot, so regulations. I couldn't take it. Yeah. So
I think there's this literally a sign I saw inside the booth one day that was like the person in charge of your safety is you. It's like Jesus Christ.
Not our problem.
Not our problem. That's their motto. So
it's amazing Doug Smith didn't die, honestly, in retrospect.
Yeah.
Who?
Doug Smith comic? He got knifed like in the face.
Yeah, he got slashed on the subway platform
when he was like defending a woman who was like getting attacked by a guy
in the subway.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And like,
is he okay?
He's fine.
Yeah.
He just told the story on that This Is Not Happening show.
He has a big cool scar on his face.
That's pretty dope.
Really makes him look cool as hell.
It does. He's got a mustache that obscures it partially, but also
yeah. But it's there, so you're like, what's that guy got going on?
Pretty, it's like, yeah, but getting cut in the face, pretty good bit.
Turns out,
all in all, worth it.
Yeah.
I have a friend in Austin who got jumped as part of a gang initiation and beat up and robbed, and she got fucking 10 minutes out of it.
There you go.
Did a benefit show for her. She's doing great. So she couldn't take my wallet, but this woman also didn't take any contact info from the person who had it. Like, nothing.
So unhelpful.
And I was like, are you serious? And she was like, well, she seemed, this is what she said to me, which made me laugh a lot. She seemed like a really trustworthy person. That's what she said to me. And anyway, after calling, I called a bunch of police precincts and stuff, and I finally found it, and she had turned it into a police precinct.
That's nice.
So I went to the police precinct. They had already sent it to the property clerk, who is like a borough-wide person that is in charge of like all evidence and stuff.
Yeah.
And
you're so lucky that they were that efficient at that part of it. Right,
right. Yeah. Exactly. Like, thank you for, you know, having a quick turnaround to send my stuff to an office that is closed on the weekends and isn't open until Monday, 9 to 5.
An office that somehow you have to be both at JFK and LaGuardia to be at.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand how this works in like actual space, but okay, sure.
And you need to have your ID to get in. You're like, well, that's
yes,
really?
You need to have your ID to pick up your stuff.
You're like, it's in the fucking
thing. It's in the
thing.
Fucking thing. So thankfully, I just got my passport renewed, so I did have an ID. But I had to go to this property clerk, which honestly, okay, so the property clerk is in charge of not only lost property, but also if you have been, if you're in jail and they like take stuff off of you,
yes,
that's, you go to the property clerk to get your stuff back. Or if any of your stuff has been seized as evidence and you've been cleared of charges, you go to the property clerk to get that stuff back.
So you can get all your cocaine.
Yes. You
get your cocaine. I'm here to get my big bricks of cocaine.
So I say this to say that everyone at the property clerk office hates the cops, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
So I go and I get my wallet back, and it's like a 5-minute thing. They like look it up and they like go find it and everything. And right before she gives it back to me, she goes, "Oh, by the way, as a precaution, we had to cut up all of your credit and debit cards." They cut up every... So it's like, I might as well have just lost my wallet. Like, you didn't help me at all.
We don't have to pay for a new wallet.
Yeah. And I don't have to renew my... The things they left intact were my driver's license.
Which is good.
My laundry card. Ooh. I have, like, one of those cards.
Yeah.
With, like, money on it. And a wrestling trading card that I forgot to take out of my wallet for like 5 months. So I got that stuff back.
That's good.
But they cut up all of my credit and debit cards. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, why? You have my wallet. Like, why do this? And they gave me all of the pieces of the cards back. So they just hand me like shards of cards. Yeah. And I'm like yelling at them and like running around the property clerk office like, look at this, like, this is crazy. And all the people in the property clerk office are like, yeah, this is bullshit, like, what the fuck. So it was great. I felt like very supported by all of the people who had just gotten out of jail.
Yeah.
Like, hate the cops.
Thank you, former prisoners.
Yeah, exactly.
We love you.
So I made a lot of friends at the property clerk office. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why they do it.
But
you could still use the card to make online purchases or whatever.
Right. Well, they're like, we had to cut them up because someone might have written down the credit card numbers before they turned the wallet in. It's like, but you cut them. Like,
you should call the credit card company.
That's
then.
That's my problem. Yeah. Like, let me deal with that if that happens.
Someone might go to a restaurant.
Yeah. I really think the reason they do it is because they're like, we don't want to get in trouble if one of these cards ends up stolen.
It's definitely just liability. I mean,
yeah.
We
don't want to do more
paperwork. That's why I understand, but it still sucks for you.
It's
a huge pain in the ass.
It's so funny to me that they gave me all the pieces of the cards back.
Like, no, make art out of it. You look like you like art. Make a collage. Get out of here.
And like, I hadn't had money for like 4 days. And so I like went there assuming, you know, I'll get my wallet back and then I can finally like go buy some food or something.
Yeah.
And then I just had all these pieces of cards. And they took the cash out, so I couldn't get the cash. I have to go back to get a check for $15.
Oh my
Because
God.
The cash is in my wallet.
Jesus.
I'm telling this story so that all of our listeners know, if you find somebody's stuff and it has their ID in it,
just steal it. Just keep it.
Just
you might as well. It doesn't matter.
No, just Google them though. Don't give it to cops, because it's a nightmare.
I found a credit card on the street once.
Yeah.
And I tried to find this person on Facebook. And it was like his name was fucking John Smith or something.
God.
Like, I couldn't. And I just found someone who had the name and lived in Queens. And I was just like, hey, I think I have your credit card. And I hadn't heard nothing from him back. So I just fucking stole his identity.
Yeah. Now you're John Smith.
Like, give me that.
You're doing great.
You did your due diligence. That man was Micah Brucey.
Yeah.
good luck to him, whatever's going on
in his
life. Whatever
his new name is now that this has happened to him. But yeah, I'm the only Kath Barbadoro, so like, feel like,
and you're like, you've made, you're like somewhat prominent. Like, a lot of people don't have any footprint.
That's true. I mean, but you should at least try.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying. Because if this woman had even tried to Google me, she would have found me.
Right.
Because there's like, there are not a lot of Barbadoros, and I don't think any of them are named Catherine, and none of them are named Kath. So come on.
No, I mean, it's similar. Like, if you find somebody's phone, people are like, well, try to call mom or whatever if you can, or like do like an emergency thing, or you know. But like, a lot of the time you can't get in the phone, right? Because I feel like that's not really a...
People lock it.
Yeah. A very scintillating conversation here.
I'm sorry. I just need to yell about
my wallet. I lost my wallet too not too long ago. And
Where'd you lose yours?
In Williamsburg. Or actually, I'm even closer to Bed-Stuy. I'm trying to remember.
Were you like on the street or like at a bar?
I was very drunk getting out of a cab or getting into a cab. And it just kind of was like, womp. And I like got all the new stuff. I had actually ordered a new wallet, like the same wallet. You know, it was like, as soon as I found out, I was like, I got to cancel all my cards. I got to get a new license.
Right.
I got to do all this stuff. So I was doing it all. And I didn't notice for like 2 days. I had one of those Facebook message requests.
Oh, and they were like,
from
hey,
the guy
I
who found it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I work at a restaurant. It's like right near where you work. You come pick it up. And I was like, can I give you some money? Can I please? You know, like, I can't, like, this is amazing. You know, I can't, yeah. I can't believe how lucky I am that you like found this. And it was somebody who like didn't, you know, was like this helpful. And he insisted on not taking Aww. Anything. And so it was nice.
I'm very happy that this woman turned my wallet in. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong.
No. I'm just, yeah.
But it's like, I knew the police had it on like Friday and I couldn't go pick it up, but I didn't replace any of my cards or anything. So I was like, oh, the police have it. So like, clearly nothing will go wrong here.
The police have never done anything wrong.
Exactly.
Well, can you get money out of the bank without it or something? Or like, what's
I had to go to the, I went to the bank with my ID I got like cash out, but like, I was fucked before then.
Well, at least you go to a bank that has like a branch here.
Yeah. Well, my main bank isn't. So I'm thankfully going to Austin in a few weeks. So I'm going to do that. But anyway, now we're getting into the boring weeds.
I want to know more. What flight are you on?
What
time are you,
what bank do you go to?
Yeah, where are you staying? What was like credit union? What do you got going on there?
Hey, those are good.
That's why I have a credit union in Austin, which is why I don't want to switch because I love a credit union. But
fair enough. Hey, let's keep moving here.
Yeah, let's keep talking about other stuff.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
All right. So number one, you know, this is a story that was more than it seemed sort of initially. I read different iterations of this headline from different outlets.
You did your research.
And this is the most detailed one. And it paints a much fuller picture. First read this headline as security guard fired for farting. Now,
discrimination
seems right.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Now, and then there was another iteration that was security guard fired for farting for 6 months or something like that.
Just one constant fart.
It seems unusual, but yeah, he just kept eating like beans to like replenish
just,
the fart.
Yeah, like a constant. Man, do you know how like good intolerant. That would feel after that? If you farted for 6 months? You're just like, oh my God, I went down like 3 pant sizes.
Probably wouldn't be a fat guy anymore after that.
Yeah,
that'd be so nice.
You might be surprised to hear this is kind of a bigger guy.
he looks like a guy who this would...
That's right.
Who would be very into his farts.
So this is the guy, just so you can get it. Right.
Yeah. A classic.
So this guy...
beefy, fun man.
Yeah, the headline on the Vice article that I found is, this security guard filmed all his farts for 6 months and went viral. So... this guy who went by Paul Flart.
No fucking way.
Yep.
Not his real name, right?
No.
Okay, good.
His real name is Doug. He doesn't give his last name.
Paul Flart. What was his job?
He was a hospital security guard in Florida.
So he's the Paul Blart of hospitals who farts.
And so he spent the last 6 months taking videos of his farts and putting them on Instagram.
I like him.
And
that's really funny.
He had like 20,000 followers on Instagram, or I guess he still does, maybe more now.
Good for him.
And somehow like one of them made their way onto like Reddit's like videos, r/videos or whatever. He got to work shortly after that, after he sort of like blew up. And he walked in and his boss basically was like, hand over your stuff or whatever, you know.
Jesus.
And he Instagram lived his own dismissal.
This is my favorite person that's ever existed. Yeah. This guy fucking rules.
So
I'll hire him.
So his supervisor asked him to stop recording. He says no. Supervisor points out that he violated the private security company's policy about using phones on the job an unusually high amount of times. On top of that, he recorded himself while wearing the company uniform on client's private property. He denies nothing. refuses to sign the report detailing his behavior, because why would you?
Yeah.
I'm fired, right?
Get this guy a fucking good labor lawyer.
Yeah, so at
who
this
loves
point,
farts.
He already knew he'd kind of blown up a little bit, so he was already thinking
is
about
that. Is that a word
not,
play
was not
about
meant to
farts?
Be, no. so he's already thinking, how can I monetize this? Because he's a hustler.
Yeah.
And
he got
stand
fired.
Up comedy.
Yeah. So he's got, that's right. He's actually opening for,
he's headlining all the comedy.
Yeah.
Zones.
He sold out. Yeah.
He's opening for Southern Mama.
He's actually opening for Gabriel Iglesias.
I would like watch a movie based on this guy.
Yeah. It's
like,
pretty good,
no
right?
Question.
I'd watch like a, I don't know, who would it be? Probably like Seth Rogen or somebody doing this. Yeah.
I mean, if he's Paul Flart, wasn't Seth Rogen Paul Blart? No.
Kevin James
was Paul Blart.
Kevin James too old, though.
Seth Rogen was Observe
and Report. 31. Right, very different movie.
Very different.
Similar in the abstracts. Yeah. So,
that movie is like actually really good.
Yeah, no, it's just
it's
like
dark as shit.
Crazy,
but it's
yeah.
It's very good.
So he's making Paul Flart merchandise.
Yeah. Dude, maybe I'll buy a shirt.
He's got a Patreon. Let's see how much is on the Patreon right
now.
I'm not gonna give you money monthly.
Okay,
he's got 28. He's got 28 patrons. His Patreon header is Paul Flart is creating farts.
Okay, we should when you have a Patreon, which we do, you can pledge to other Patreons with your Patreon.
Yeah.
Can we pledge to him? Can we just give him like $2 a month?
I'll throw him a we got to get Eli's approval on this. Okay. And I guess Shelby's.
That's the new Eli.
And Stand Up New York's approval. That's right. Well, Eli, yeah. All right. R.I.P. to Eli.
This probably is Eli.
Yeah.
So I feel like he'll be okay.
So he's making moves. He's enlisted friends who make music videos. I don't know. Okay.
Oh,
and,
God. Yeah, this guy's going to
do graphic design.
Guy's gonna fucking Ken Bone it. I can feel it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried here.
He's too much of a hustler.
He figures it's just a matter of time before he starts getting letters from viral star managers.
Okay, now I don't like him. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so we're not. Well, we just saved ourselves $2 a month.
He should give me $2 a month.
I don't wish this guy ill. I don't blame anybody. But look, when you're talking about the Patreon thing, he's making farts, buddy. Everybody's making farts, okay?
Yeah. What makes your farts special?
Like, constantly.
That's what I call farting creating content. So,
yeah, I think that's right.
We're all kind of content creators in that way.
In a certain way, we all, yeah. So, look, best to him, I guess.
Yeah. Shout out, what you were doing was funny, and you fucking milking it.
I hope he makes enough to buy
a
car or whatever.
It sucks that you shouldn't have been fired.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, watch your showbiz career. Like, I wish they would just give you your job back so you wouldn't try to
be
this person.
Did you guys read that? It was, like, a Business Insider article or something. It was, like, profiling apartment complex that, like, all the Vine stars lived in together.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like,
fucked up.
Super dark and very sad quickly. That's what this feels like, where it's going.
Only that, but everyone live in the same, like, fart apartment. Like,
yeah,
they're all in the same
apartment.
The apartment. Yeah, just like he's got a pretty sick thing going on with he's working with Amoco. Yeah. He's got this
on the apartment.
He's doing like a fart of it's like an Instagram thing. It's pretty tight.
I would love if it was this man who is a man of larger carriage, just really rolling around on a hoverboard, farting. Really
okay, that I might pay for.
Yeah. If he was doing that but dressing like a Vine star and being like, what's up?
And then he's just like, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry, I haven't been doing farts in a while. I've been really busy working on some cool content for you guys. Did a shoot location. Yeah. Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, YouTube? He's not even on YouTube.
Yeah.
What's up, YouTube?
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, that's right. I got my boy Logan Paul here. What's up? Yeah. Hey, what's up? Yeah. It's like he's going to do a backflip while I fart. It's a collab. We're doing a collab right now. Special collab for all our fans.
3 more weeks and he's in a Dude Perfect video.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's been a while since I made a video. I know I haven't done any farts in a while. I was really just, me and Lisa broke up. I don't know if I'm sure you saw it on all the blogs and stuff on Drama Alert, but whatever, you know, it's cool.
I can't wait for his Breakfast Club interview. I think it'll be unbelievable.
It's like, hey, what's up, what the farters? What the fart?
What the fart?
Yeah, it's like, you're listening to the Fartcast. that probably already exists. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Speaking of something that feels similar to that, the podcast E1 has an episode called like Real Red Camaro Poster or something like that, and it's like the premise of this podcast, and it's some people that we all know from online stuff. It's like every episode is like the first episode of a podcast that only made in one episode.
Yeah. It's a really funny idea.
It's a great premise.
Execute it really, really well.
And the one they did most recently is like I was like laughing like a lunatic walking down the street last night watching it listening to it rather. It's just like, hey, we're just guys and we're out here in the man cave, like all that kind of but like for like an hour.
That's
like it's really great.
Fucking funny.
And it's Camaro posters?
I think it's called Red Camaro Poster or something like that. It's the most recent episode, but it's really
that's awesome.
And Jesse and Mike are from YKS are on there as well. So yeah.
Well, now that you're done listening to this podcast, go listen to that.
Yeah,
podcast.
Check it out. Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry, I haven't. I don't know where. I admire that he thinks it's going to go somewhere, but I really don't understand where it can go.
Yeah.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
It's
because like there's a ceiling to where like farting can get you.
Yeah.
Like, of all the things you could have, like, the embarrassing, goofy thing that you do.
Look, farts fill any space that they're in. They're a gas, so.
That's true.
There's no limit to
his
star power.
He could somehow become famous in a mason jar full of marbles. It would just fit in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what is the world if not a mason jar full of marbles?
That's true. Really profound stuff here. Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry to interrupt. Okay. Hey, let's do a little bit of plugs, and then we'll send Mike on his way. He's got a show. So, yeah, cool. Mike, what do you got? You go first.
I'm at Mike Abruzzi on all social media platforms.
Mike is very funny.
Thank you. Really, if you want to see a bunch of pictures of me holding a machete, you can find them pretty easily. I really don't have a lot going on. that, and I have my podcast, A Little Time, with my co-host, Diego Lopez. And that's about it. We host a show the fourth Thursday of every month at a bar called A Bar in Brooklyn, which is very hard to Google. but it's there, the fourth Thursday of every month. It's called Cool World. Figure it out.
Yeah, so check him out. He's good. It's the official endorsement right there. He's
thumbs
good.
Thumbs up.
TM. We, as you know, probably by now, are on all the stuff as What a Time Pod, What a Time Podcast Gmail. We got the Patreon for bonus episodes, bonus farts, etc., whatever. It's patreon.com/whatatimepod.
And What a Time Pod is creating farts.
That's right.
We don't say that. It's implied.
Right. And I'm Patty Mo on the stuff. Come to Karma on Fridays. And I think that's – oh, I'll just say that's a little early. We are going to be doing a live show. We mentioned this last week.
Yeah.
Here at Stand Up New York. It's going to be at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, September 25th. We are still booking it up, but it's going to be really great. We're very excited. So definitely come check that out. We'll have all kinds of purchase links and all that kind of stuff whenever that's all finalized, but it'll be soon. And that's it.
Cool. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, Wednesday, I have a show tonight in Manhattan at The Tank, which is like a little black box theater. It's a benefit for Keep Immigrant Families Together. I think that's the name of the charity. It's like an anti-ICE charity. And the lineup's really good. It's a stand-up benefit show. So come to that if you're in New York. Tank, 9:30, Wednesday, tonight, if you're listening to this when it comes out. I'm also going to be in Austin pretty soon. I'm headlining the Velveeta Room September 7th and September 8th. So if you're in or around Austin, definitely come to that. I'll have a bunch of Austin stuff coming up, but that's the one I like really, really want to get people to because I'm headlining. So yeah, come to those. I'm Kath Barbadoro and everything. Come to our show on the 25th. That is all my plugs. And I think we're done.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
See you next week. Not next week. Bye.
Bye.
Good work.